Teenager was arrested for making threats at Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all clear was given. And the River Region United Way has kicked off its 2019 fundraising campaign. The organization serves nearly 130,000 people in Autauga, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, and Montgomery counties. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. United for
your comfort. I'm here with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Good morning and welcome to News and Views, the new version of News and Views with Joey and Jack.
How you doing this morning, Jack?
I'm still rubbing the shock off, but I'm here.
Well, shock must do. You're right. You're looking handsome this morning.
Oh, well, you know, I got, I didn't get plenty of sleep. I got enough. I had a restless dog syndrome.
Restless dog syndrome.
Yeah, I have restless dog syndrome. But welcome to the show. We want to first start by getting the rather large elephant out of the room.
Yes.
Baron Coleman is no longer a part of News and Views on 93.1. He made a decision yesterday to leave. I don't think it's personal. Certainly not toward us and or us toward him.
Right.
Baron is and always will be a friend. I wish him well. Apparently he's going to start a new venture in the next few days, and I wish him well.
Well, I got the chance. I'll just tell folks straight up. I got the chance. I got my bacon and eggs, like I like most mornings over at Chappie's, and I saw Baron himself there, and wished him well, shook his hand, and we remained friends. But you know, sometimes, well, as the song says, you go your own way. Free country, we're allowed to do that, and we're moving on.
Well, I wasn't here yesterday. I didn't feel well, and I didn't come in, and I'm really happy I didn't, but. Rick, the owner-manager of the station, called me to let me know Baron had left, and just a few minutes later, Baron called me, and basically their stories were the same.
Yeah,
so, you know, so I don't think there was any embellishment on anybody's part. I'm going to miss Baron. I'm certainly not as organized or smart or analytical as he is. Joey... We'll have to fill that void. But
well, I'll certainly try.
I'll still talk about Old Montgomery and where the Dairy Delight used to be, which used to really grate on Baron. And I don't blame him. But anyway, I think we can all be friends at the end. And it's unfortunate, and I wish it had not happened, because he and I were a team for 5 years, you know, with some time taken off in between a little bit. But he was and is my friend, and I'm sorry it didn't work out. But, you know, let's face it. The Today Show has been through 1,000 hosts, and it's still on the air. So we will still be known as News and Views. We may run over a rough patch this first day just because it's all so new, and it was a shock to me, and I'm sure to Joey and everyone else. But we're going to make this thing work.
But here's the thing, Jack. It's Friday.
The 13th. Frivolous Friday. So I'm really happy the first day we're on the air together. That it's Frivolous Friday and you can call and talk about anything. But please don't press us on what happened, because
right.
That's between Baron and management here. I understand they talked last night.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be amicable. But anyway, I don't know because I wasn't here.
Yeah, I was up here like I usually am. So I've learned through a few folks. But again, folks know how to reach all the parties involved.
And I understand David Mowry went with Baron and won't be back, and I'm sorry to hear that. Dave and I have known each other a while, and he's a friend, but, you know, you understand why people make certain decisions. And, hey, I wish everybody well. I've been around life long enough, unfortunately, to have gone through a lot of upheaval and things changing, and whatever people say, what is that old saying? The more things change, the more they say the same.
Indeed, indeed.
So... anyway, that's the story of News and Views, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to continue to be here, much to some people's chagrin. We hope if you're a sponsor, you'll stick with us, and you know, we hopefully will help your business continue to grow. And if you're a listener, I know a lot of people listen because Baron is so smart and analytical, and I expect. You know, I expect that if I don't know when he's going to be on, if he's what I don't know any of the particulars of his new venture, but I hope you all will give us a chance. We will try to bring the same depth of knowledge to the various subjects. Joey probably more on national, and me probably more on state and local.
Absolutely.
And we've not had a chance. Joey and I have not had a chance to sit down and talk.
We've talked a little bit, but not like
for 10 minutes this morning.
Right.
I had to take restless dog syndrome to daycare, and so I've only been here about 30 minutes. But at any rate, we hope you'll give us a chance. You know, I want to. Yeah, we're going to change the format a little bit. We'll know a lot more after this weekend. I'm meeting with the station owner right after the show, and we're going to work some things out. But anyway, thanks for tuning in this morning. I hope you'll stick with us because it's a pretty good news day today, don't you?
It's a pretty big news day, pretty good news day. And first off, I've got to ask you something, Jack.
Wish you would.
You're from Texas, right?
No, I'm from here.
You're from here, but
I live there.
You lived in Texas for so long.
Yeah.
This is why I'm asking questions. I'm trying to get these things straight. I've been covering so many shows and been stretched so thin. I got to make sure I get the story exactly right. So you know what Texas is like with the Lone Star State is like, and the politics there in particular.
Yeah.
Well, I think Beto O'Rourke, this beta male that is running, I think he's trying to start a civil war. Last night, he was asked about his plan to do a mandatory gun buyback last night at the Democratic debate on ABC. And, are you really going to take away people's guns? And for the longest time, we've heard from the left, no, we're not trying to take away your guns, people protecting your home, you people out there hunting. We're trying to just put in place common sense gun control regulations. Well, what Beto said last night gave the game away, and this is probably why he won't be president or get even within sniffing distance of the White House. He said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47. How do you think that plays in Texas?
That's why he's not a U.S. senator from Texas.
Right.
He represents a small congressional district in South Texas that is highly Hispanic, and the only reason he won is use the name Beto.
Right.
People probably don't even know what he looks like. He's as white as it gets, and Irish as it gets.
Robert Francis.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll ever get out of that congressional district. And, a lot of Democrats own guns, too. I have a lot of Democrat friends that are hunters.
That's why a lot of Democrats like Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a senator. As you point out, senators have to be a little more diplomatic in their approach. He represents a state, as a Democrat, that has a lot of gun owners that are Democrats.
Absolutely.
And that's why, for years, Democrats have been saying we want common sense gun regulations. Even those, the NRA would argue, though it's a logical fallacy, they would argue it's a slippery slope. They might be right. You give an inch, they take a mile. There might be something to that. And with people like Beto giving the game away, well, and there's already, though, a Texas representative who reacted on Twitter. Twitter where people get in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy's name is, let's look at this, Briscoe Kane. He's a Texas state rep. In response, and this is what the Democratic candidates.
What's his name?
Let's see, Briscoe Kane. Briscoe Kane, he's a Texas rep.
State rep or?
State rep, yeah.
State okay, rep. There was a governor named Dolph Briscoe, and I'm sure that he's probably related to him somehow.
But Beto, and this is what all the candidates tried to do, like after Kamala Harris in the first debate said, I was that little girl. She made T-shirts with her picture of a young Kamala, and I was that little girl. Anytime they have a zinger, they try to keep that zinger alive. They're trying to get this thing over. Like Bernie last night did it. He's like, because I wrote the damn bill. It's like, Bernie, it's one thing for you to say that and being a little indignant and frustrated with your opponents attacking you. For you to just kind of, in a shoehorned way, bring up the damn bill because people liked it at the last debate doesn't play. So Beto was doing this after last night. He put out a tweet saying, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s, says Robert Francis. To which this Texas rep, Briscoe Kane, responded in a tweet, my AR is ready for you, Robert Francis. To which Beto responded in pure cowardly fashion, but I have the force of government behind me. This is a death threat, representative. Clearly you shouldn't own an AR-15 and neither should anyone else. Give me a break. So what if people don't want to participate in your mandatory buyback, Beto? What's going to happen?
What are they going to do with all the guns they buy back, by the way?
Oh, we'll just, we'll melt them down.
Yeah.
And then we'll put them into renewable technologies, working with the indigenous peoples of this country to account for the legacy of white supremacy. What a dope.
I just, Beto isn't, to me, an anomaly anyway that he won that district.
It is.
But he may have, this presidential thing is not going to work out for him. And he's not even suited to be vice president.
No, he's not suited to be a representative in Congress, in my opinion, but that's up to the people of his district. But the fact that he lost to a beardless, a clean-shaven Ted Cruz says a lot. Because I have to admit, politics, part of the game, is optics. How you present yourself, your charisma. I think it hurt Ted Cruz greatly when he was going to go up against Donna Trump, best president ever. I'm a very stable genius. I think that Cruz, it hurt him being clean-shaven. He's got an odd-looking face, just put it bluntly. But since Cruz has grown out the beard, he's looking kind of dapper. I think if he had had the beard, he would have become in a very strong second place next to Trump, even better than he did. But Beto even lost to a clean-shaven Cruz. Like, give me a break, Beto. But he's just one of the yahoos up there. We've got, you know, all sorts of hits, what I would call misses, though, from Elizabeth Warren, dodging, some are calling it an artful dodge, but dodging the tax question on her health care plans once again. Bernie kind of just yelling and looking surprised. Joe Biden did his best, but I don't think his best is good enough.
No, I don't either.
No. I don't think he can just rely on, he's got a strong presence with the black vote in the South, and Super Tuesday should be, especially in the South, should be good for him.
Yeah.
But I wonder if these months and months roll in as we get closer to the actual primary dates, if Joe can keep that going. But it seemed built in. Like, Biden is a known quantity. You know that he's a gaffe machine, but it's more the...
gaffe machine.
It's the... he's like a record player skipping. Last night, even when he's in fairly good form, he stumbles all over his words.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate for Joe Biden and his supporters, but we will see. We will see going forward.
Well, I mean, I think there are people out there that think the only reason they're for Biden is he's considered up against the other people, he's not a kook.
Right.
But he really is.
Yes, that's the thing. He wants to fancy himself a moderate, a voice of normalcy, a return to good, average, wholesome America. And he's just moving to the left. This long primary, I think, is really going to backfire for the Democrats. It's going to move a lot of people to the left in order to win those Democratic primary voters. And people have long memories now, or at least they have, you know, video and audio, and they're going to use that against Biden.
How old is Biden? Is he 70 yet?
79, I believe.
I think he's
up there. It's 78 or 79, him and Bernie. Pictured right here on Drudge. They're two peas in a pod together. And I don't ever want to knock somebody for their age, but, I mean, come on, guys. And you're not high energy like the president. I don't know. Like,
no, I mean, that's another thing about the long primary season. It's going to affect people like Bernie and Joe Biden who are, you know, not in their prime.
Right.
I mean, it's very grueling. Hell, it's grueling to run for state rep in Alabama, but and then statewide, it's hard. But you get on the presidential level, and you're in Iowa at 10 o'clock one night, New Hampshire to breakfast the next morning,
mm-hmm.
It ain't easy.
It ain't easy at all, and I think what's going to happen here is because of the leftward drift in the primaries, that we're going to end up in the late spring, summer of 2020, mark my words, with a contested Democratic convention.
And, you think?
Yeah, and they changed their rules. They got rid of the superdelegates for the first round of voting.
Oh, okay.
The superdelegates are on the benches, though, so if the first vote is contested, there's no clear winner. It will go to the pretty much the superdelegates deciding who is the nominee. And watch out. I think there might be sour grapes like last
time.
But
aren't the superdelegates office holders, incumbents?
They're usually office holders, party leaders in the given states,
and
chairs,
and don't you think they generally tend to be more establishment?
Yes.
That would probably help Biden.
Yeah, it probably would help Biden, but it would, I think, have the same effect as when the superdelegates were all behind Hillary, Rodham, in the sense that Rodham gets all the superdelegates, and the Bernie bros were all, oh, I'm taking my ball and going home. Now, maybe their disdain for Trump still gets people out to vote, but I think the same effect's going to happen. It's going to be a contested convention. Biden still gets it if he doesn't, you know, pass out or something, you know, his eyes don't blow up again. And then we're going to have a lot of Democrats with a bitter taste in their mouth, and they're really going to have to hold their nose to get out there and support the Democrat against Trump, which bodes well for Donald Trump. I'm a very stable genius.
Is it time?
It is time.
That's what I thought. It's time to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're listening to News and Views with Joey and Jack. Stay tuned. You can call it a fire, but only day. Stay high.
local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts in historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You want to know what's the worst? Working all day in the sun and going home expecting to get some relief, but finding out your AC is on the fritz. Don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. They keep overhead low so they can pass savings on to you. Fair prices with no hidden fees, quality and lasting repairs, highly trained, knowledgeable, and courteous technicians. So don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, the new version of News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. This is
Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm going to still say that every day. How you doing?
Well, that's yours, baby.
Yeah.
You're the one who came up with it.
Well, I didn't. Shirley Q. Liquor did. I have to give her credit.
Of course, of course. And, you know, sometimes, handsome Jack, by the way, the lack of sleep, the restless dog syndrome, it does you well. You're looking good today.
Well, thank you. As people say, your color's good. I'm like, well, hell, what did it look like before? You know?
But it is Friday the 13th. Apparently, in certain parts of the country, there's going to be a micro moon. It's a full moon, but it's a very tiny full moon. Ominous, I know.
Well, this great we're playing this Michael Jackson song.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, sometimes I wish with these moderators, they didn't just hand up softballs. They didn't completely. Little Georgie Stephanopoulos actually had a few good pointed questions. But sometimes I wish we could get the moderator. Remember the movie Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Where, you know, Billy has to give an answer, and the moderator answers like this. Sometimes I wish the moderators would just give it to these candidates.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
In particular, I'm thinking of Beto, as well as Liz Warren, really avoiding some questions.
You know, I just don't understand her. I mean, yeah. What does she say? She's part Indian and she's not?
Oh, Pocahontas? Yeah. Well, I love to. That was the most epic national trolling display I've ever seen. Trump's like, Pocahontas, if she does a DNA test, I will give money to any charity of her choosing. So she does the DNA test. She releases the results that reveal how little Native American she is.
Was she like 1/16th? Or?
All the way to 1,124th.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's some range there. It's not necessarily an exact science. And so some reporter said, President Trump,
you said that you would give to a charity if Liz Warren did a DNA test.
He goes, oh yeah, I did say that. No, I don't care. I'm not giving the money. So sorry for Pocahontas, fell for my trap.
I'm just glad he didn't call her Hiawatha, you know.
Or Sacagawea or something. Remember the gold Sacagawea coins? That played out pretty quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Should we go to the phones?
Yes, we should.
Let's talk to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, Jack. You doing okay?
I'm doing well, thank you, all things considered.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, to keep with the theme you were talking about there with the Friday the 13th and the full moon, you could probably lead in with a few, clap for the wolf man, or maybe a werewolf of London, or something like that, you know.
Those, okay.
I like that.
Hey, I tried to watch last night, and seriously, this was worse than the first two.
If that's possible.
I don't
possible.
Know if y'all, if it was me, my TV, because I have WOW, but I was watching it. It was off. Something was with the transmission. The voices and the mouth movements were off a fraction of a second. Did y'all pick up on that?
I didn't.
No, I didn't notice that
I picked
either.
Up on it, and it was very distracting to me because it was kind of weird. But also, the moderators were terrible. And why in the world did they have that idiot from Univision on there? That guy is nothing but a... I'm not going to say what I think about him, but I can't stand that guy.
Jorge Ramos, the fake news guy?
Yeah. Yeah, real unbiased guy to have on there for a moderate. You know, if that guy had his way, he'd send about 50 semi-trucks over across the board and load them up with everybody over there and bring them back. I mean, that's what he...
Well, and it's amazing to me. How would people feel if, you know, Sean Hannity was one of the moderators at a Fox News debate? It's just ridiculous having the opinion folks there.
I mean, it was terrible, and I watched a little bit of it, but it got so bad, I just couldn't even watch it more. It was... I looked at Kamala. She is falling like a lead balloon. She looked so pitiful up there the time that I saw her. She just, she was the darling there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just gone down the toilet.
Well, to quote the great Jim Ross here, Jim, one Jim to another, she's all sizzle without the steak. Like, she's got a lot of zingers and stuff, but there ain't anything there to really eat.
It was basically the big three, and with Biden being pinched in between them, and you know that was no accident. To put Joe Biden between the two nut jobs, and I'm sorry, Joe, but you just lost it. I heard him say he was trying to say health insurance, and he said health assurance. He just slow on the draw. He can't take being attacked. If he gets too many things going at one time. I thought it for one time there, he was really got flustered. I thought he was going to say, I can't do this anymore. He just, it was really bad. And you think there are 320 million people in this country. those 10 clowns up there last night is the best the Democrats could come up with.
I know, really. I mean,
that is pathetic.
Well, you know, a lot of good people aren't willing to run. I understand that. But you look at them and you think there's nobody good in the Democrat Party. They are all nut jobs.
It is truly nuts. I consider myself pretty independent-minded. Now, the president, the very stable genius, has decided, you know, kind of won me over, especially now comparing him to these Democrats. But I'll say this. If the Democrats' argument, the media and the politicians, is that Donald Trump is such a unique, corrosive threat to our democracy dying in darkness, everybody cry and pee their pants. If he's such a unique threat, why is it that y'all are offering the same policies you've been offering for the last two decades?
Right.
You know, a unique threat requires a unique response, but you're not giving a unique response. You're giving the same stuff that you've always given us, which makes me think that he isn't a unique threat. You're just trying to come up with some way to scare people. It's not working.
It was just, I can't, you know, it's going to get worse. You know, what's really weird now is the next debate, they're actually going to allow people into it that weren't in this one.
Oh, really?
You know about that? Yes.
So they have fringy people in there?
Yeah, what they said was because some of them didn't make it, they're going to give them another chance to get their percentages up where they can qualify for the debate.
Now, Jim, let's be clear, though. I have no problem with Tulsi Gabbard being on the debate stage. I think she's an important voice for our democracy.
Yeah. I mean, what we've got now is just, you know, who and Castro, you know, Fidel Castro there, I thought he was going to. Boy, that was very rude of him with Joe Biden.
It was.
I mean, he is such a jerk. Him and his brother, they're like a little mafia team.
Well, folks who don't know, essentially what Julian Castro did is he's like, well, just 2 minutes ago, Vice President Biden, you said it was a buy-in. Now you're saying these people are automatically covered. Did you forget what you said 2 minutes ago? Are you getting senile? Are you old? Are you
No.
He didn't say senile and old, but that's what he implied very clearly.
Yeah. I was waiting for him to say, I know you are, but what am I? Or something like that, you know.
Well, and Joe leaned over to Bernie. He's like, Bernie, can you hear this crap? And Bernie's like, yes, we got to stick together. We're both old coots. We have to stick together. This young punk here. Like, it's amazing.
Well, all I can say, I just close with it. If I was running, if I was an incumbent president and I was running for re-election, I'm getting the best campaign help from the Democrats you could ever want. They are literally driving people away from the Democratic Party into the Republican Party.
Indeed they are.
Well, thank you, Jim. We appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. And keep calling. Who else we got? Or we got to take a break.
We got to hit a quick break. Coming back, we'll talk to East of the Rockies.
Yeah.
And others. 272-9228 is the number you're listening to.
No, I failed to do that. I'm glad you did. But, you know, I forget a lot of things. I'm Joe Biden's age. Not quite.
Did you forget already? 272-9228, 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey and Chad.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Metro Fitness and Dementia Friendly Alabama are teaming up to bring an awareness and support to those living with dementia and those caring for them. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September the 24th at 9:30 a.m. or 5:30 p.m. for a Memories Matter Zumba class at Metro Fitness. Donations are welcome but not required. Come join the fun for a great cause. MetroFitness.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sounds like a broken record, but another very hot day today with a high temperature up to about 98. We had a record high yesterday. I think the heat index will be above 100. Rain chances, not zero, but only about 10% today, maybe 20% on Saturday. Still very hot tomorrow with a high around 96. Then on Sunday with a high around 93, we've got scattered thunderstorms in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. All of this depending largely on the future track of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. We're watching it closely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack. How you doing?
Oh, we're all doing fine. It's Friday, baby.
I know, Friday the 13th. I need to do a shout-out. I have a great niece named Mary Clark, and she's celebrating her 8th birthday today. I know she's not listening because she's in Escuela, but perhaps her mom is listening, or her dad, or her grandmother.
Well, happy birthday, Mary.
Mary Clark.
Mary Clark. Oh, it's one of those two. Yeah, it's two name first name.
Good Southern kind of thing to do.
Yeah.
So she's 8. She's a lot of fun.
Happy birthday again.
Yes, happy birthday. Blow it out tonight. Give your mom hell.
Right, paint the town red.
Yeah. People or mauve if you can't get the red. At least a pleasant pink. How you doing?
Let's go to the phones to talk to East of the Rockies.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Jack, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Doing well, man. I love the alliterative introduction there, Jack and Joe. I think that's great initials, great great name, Jack. Look, the Democratic Party reminds me of a combination of a clown car and the old Soviet Politburo from the late 70s, early 80s. You know, I mean, it's incredible. But look, Jack, can I ask a special favor?
Sure.
Will you keep me up to date on Montgomery's mayoral race and the intricacies and the things that are going on with that? Although I don't live in Montgomery, I'm deeply interested in it. I work here, and I think it'll make a big difference. And I'm kind of a fan of David, but you know. Let us know about that. That
all right, I have a friend that I had dinner with on Tuesday night who said that he noticed turnout in a couple of places in a mayor's race was like three times what it had ever been. And yeah. He's going to analyze the numbers. So I ought to know something next week about if there were irregularities where they were.
Right. Did you see the pushback from the Montgomery Election Center to the Secretary of State, John Merrill?
No.
John Merrill came in.
Yeah, I heard
Monday.
I heard him calling Dan's show.
And he was in studio last week, and he was essentially talking about, here were the things that were reported to me. So we've done this in other counties. We're going to do this here in Montgomery just to make sure there's confidence in the process, double-checking machines, double-checking the reporting systems, these sorts of basic things, making sure there's enough toner and ink in the printer, these sorts of basic things. And John Merrill, the Secretary of State, said, not once in all the other counties I've done this in have the election centers come back at me and said, I'm doing this for political reasons. They've always welcomed me in. They played ball. And that's all we're trying to do, make sure people have faith in the election. And the election center here came out and was like, no, we did everything right, and this is nonsense, and he's just doing this for political
reasons. Listen, I know Joe Reed, and he'll steal an election in a heartbeat. And he's Stephen Reed's dad. And I've seen him do it. I'm telling you. So I think people do have a right to ask. And especially if there's some precincts that are a little out of kilter with what they have been. And as some people have said, the polls are not wrong. Generally, the polls, all the polls are saying the same thing, you can expect the same thing. But they were saying one thing, and what happened was another.
Well, and also, it's one thing for Joey and Jack to ask the election center, hey, these seem like this was irregular activity. What's going on? For them to tell us to go take a hike is one thing, but they can't do that to the chief election official of the state of Alabama, the Secretary of State.
And as John Merrill told him, last time I checked, I was in charge, you know. And by law, he's prescribed as the, overseer of elections in Alabama. So we'll get it right in the runoff.
Well, with you two guys helping out, I know we will. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, East.
Thank you, East of the Rockies. Now, let's go back to the phones and see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Clint.
Yeah. Hey, Clint. How you darn?
Doing good, sir. I'm glad you're feeling well.
Thank you.
Back on the air.
Thank you.
You going to admit to any felonies outside the statute of limitations today on air?
No, sir.
Okay. You're free to, though. I know you've done it before.
Yeah. Hey, they're all true, though.
That's the sad part.
If you
part.
Did it, you did it, right?
Right.
Right.
All right. But statute of limitations already run out, so.
Well, that's good.
They can't mess with me. But Jack, you still going to do your TV program on Thursdays?
Well, I didn't this week. They had already, they had two Democrats on. Surprise, surprise. So they didn't need me. But, I'm on. I've been on, since my surgery, I've been on three or four times. So I'll be back on next Sunday because we tape on Thursdays. You know,
all right, then. You're going to have to have a fill-in next Thursday, then.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get too lonely up here, Clint.
Well, I understand. But, we're going to work all that out today when we sit down and have our meeting. And
I catch that TV program, too.
Well, you must not have much to do at Sunday at 11.
not until football kicks off. There you go.
Yeah.
But watching that debate last night, I watched it up until Rort, like Joy said earlier, talking about going to take the AR-15, AK-47. Yeah. I sitting there watching that, I said, you could have put the Three Stooges up there, and they would have done a better job.
Well, Yeah, how many of them are in, how many of them were up there last night?
Ten.
Ten of them?
Ten. There's ten of them.
So are they like the top ten?
Right.
Top ten.
In polling and contributors, yeah.
Yeah, they're a bunch of nuts. but you know what's so bad about that? One of those persons will get millions of votes. That's the bad thing about it.
Well, I know. You know, voters are always looking for a fresh face. They may not know why, but sometimes a fresh face appeals to people. But if you drill down and listen to them, good gosh.
Yes, hey, News and Views will go on. You would not lose me.
Okay, well, thank you, Clint. We appreciate it.
I'm already in there, 9 to 12. I'm on, just like 9 to 3, really.
Well, that's cool. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Clint.
And have a good day and have a good weekend, guys.
Okay, and roll tide.
Warrior.
Roll tide.
Let's quickly go to the phones and go to Big John. Hey, Big John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fine. How's it going?
Good, good. Jack, you hit the nail on the head just a while ago. If there's anything that Joe Reed's involved in, it's election stealing. So, you know, with that known quantity, Joey, whenever y'all had him on Dan Moore's show, John Merrill, why is it we can't just redo this whole election?
Well, I think the top two vote getters are in the runoff. I mean, even if you found some irregularities, I think everybody in Montgomery kind of knew it was going to be between Woods and Reed. I think the gap was bigger than people thought. But then again, Eddie Kroll, J.C. Love, and also Archer Davis, I would say majority of their votes were white folks. So I think you've got the two top vote-getters in the runoff, and we really need to get it right this time.
Well, and not even Secretary Merrill is questioning the result. And also, on top of that, if there is, like, oh, you think the election's fraudulent, there's no law for municipal elections to have a recount. What you have to do, if you think it's bad, you have to go to the courts.
Right.
Get it completely thrown out, then you have a recount.
I mean, I think the person that issues the challenge has to fund the recount.
I believe so.
And that, you know.
Yeah. So, seems like I remember something like that. Well, you know, I just, I hope they get this, right next time. Because it's really disheartening to see this in Montgomery, you know, the capital city. We're having this kind of problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, just want to call in and ask that question and wish you both well on this and look forward to listening to you every day.
All right. We thank you, Big John.
Appreciate it.
Call again.
Well, we got to hit another break here, Jack.
I'm tired of it.
I'm enjoying this.
The break?
The breaks, and also I'm just like talking to you.
Really?
Yeah, but I got a question for you probably next hour. I asked you earlier, but it's about your health.
Oh, okay.
And it's just there's a crisis going on in America, and I want to make sure you're not getting caught up in it.
Okay, well, great.
We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to News and Views, 272-9228.
He's the hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately, he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Caravita Village offers resort-style senior living, cruise ship-style dining, resort-style swimming pool, furnished suites. Is this retirement or a vacation that never ends? Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
We're talking with Bill Cutter with Circle C Trailers, Highway 82 West in Prattville, Alabama. Bill, you've taken on a brand spanking new line of trailers. Tell us about it.
First of all, we would like to thank our thousands of customers that have come out and used our repair facilities, parts department, as well as bought trailers from us. We have taken on a new line of trailers, Top Hat Trailers. They are some of the finest trailers there are. We also have our enclosed trailers. We have taken on Lark enclosed trailers. We would invite everybody out to look at them, as well as we have dump trailers in stock, goosenecks in stock, utilities, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we will get it for you. We do not mind special orders. We enjoy them. They enjoy our customers. You can reach us at 334-301-9520, or you can come to 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823. And learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Caravita Village invites you to schedule a visit and enjoy lunch on them. Learn how you can customize your retirement on a cruise that never ends. Visit caravitavillage.com to learn more and schedule your tour today.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack.
You notice how he puts his name first?
You did it first.
I did. When we came in, I said Joey and Jack. But, you know.
I'm fine with Jack and Joey.
I'm fine with Joey and Jack. Let's just leave it.
We can just always, like, you know, switch it up. Keep people on their toes.
No, people don't like being misdirected.
That's true.
They like continuity.
Then why do they like politics so much?
Well, a lot of people don't. More people don't like it than people who do like it. We're the nutcases. Do we even like it or put up with it?
I do feel crazy, but we're coming into the walkout music of Mr. Andrew Yang. He's actually, I think, given where he started this presidential campaign, he's the one I think has had the most improvement. He started as a no-name, and now he's number 6 on the stage. Mm-hmm. Which is fairly impressive. And his big thing...
It's a big Asian community in America.
Yeah, right. Well, and he's had some great lines. I think last night he said, I'm Asian, so I know a lot of doctors. And before he started talking about healthcare, I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but he's a likable guy that I would love to sit down and talk to.
Yeah.
And his big idea is what he's calling a freedom dividend. It's an old idea going all the way back to Thomas Paine at the beginning of the Republic of a universal basic income. And he wants to give $1,000 a month to everybody in the United States.
Do you know how much cocaine will go up people's noses or how much crack will be smoked?
Exactly. That's a problem with it. But here's how he wants to do a trial run of it, even before he gets anywhere near the White House or the nomination. This is what he said last night. And listen to the other candidate's reaction.
Entrepreneur Andrew Yang.
In America today, everything revolves around the almighty dollar. Our schools, our hospitals, our media, even our government. It's why we don't trust our institutions anymore. We have to get our country working for us again instead of the other way around. We have to see ourselves as the owners and shareholders of this democracy rather than inputs into a giant machine.
Mm-hmm.
When you donate money to a presidential campaign, what happens? The politician spends the money on TV ads and consultants, and you hope it works out. It's time to trust ourselves more than our politicians. That's why I'm going to do something unprecedented tonight. My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that. This is how we will get our country working for us again, the American people.
You can hear the other candidates are laughing.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think it's almost like jealous laughter. It gets, it's like,
well, I ought to go on there and say, I've just lost my leg. I'm penniless. I live with a dog. I live alone. I mean, you know.
It's a restless dog, too.
He's restless dog syndrome. That would be great.
Man, that's funny.
If I had $1,000 a month.
That's funny. Of course, people are like, he's literally trying to buy people's votes. Well, yeah. But I mean, the greatest irony would be like one of these 10 families starts getting $1,000 a month and they vote for Donald Trump. Just like, thanks for the money, Andrew.
Well, as Joey said during the break, he said, you know who won the debate last night? Donald Trump.
Yep. Yep. And we'll have more of that in the next hour because, I mean, you look at the performance of folks. Some folks are saying Elizabeth Warren won the debate because she didn't get hit hard. And even though she didn't hit anybody else hard real well, just because she sort of stayed above the fray. Though she wouldn't answer one question. They really put it to her, and I handed to George Stephanopoulos, little Georgie. I'm not always a big fan. He said, you aren't answering the question, would taxes go up on the middle class? Would taxes go up on people like Joey if you got Medicare for all? And she kept dodging the question. Well, you have to look at total cost, and so costs will go down generally for Americans, and no.
Yeah, typical.
The answer is yes. She wants to take more of my money to fund a healthcare system that I don't really use that much. So that's interesting to me. That's interesting to me that she is trying to hide the ball, and I don't think it's going to play well. At least Bernie Sanders had the honesty to say, yeah.
You have a little man crush on Bernie, don't you?
Well, I'm actually, I've possessed Joey's body from time to time. And, you know, sometimes people like to caricature me that I always yell. But I can be soft and sensitive. I can speak in hushed tones.
Yeah, and that lake house his wife got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of pillow talk after that purchase.
She got into some stuff, didn't she?
Yeah, over a university.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of scandal around that. And it's funny to me that, like, this democratic socialist who's always just damning the profit motive or any profits made by big companies writes a book going against capitalism, becomes a millionaire when he's asked about it. No, that's not capitalism. That's just buying and selling freely. So you write a book and you could, too, become rich. Bernie, that's called capitalism.
Do you love him?
Actually, I can't stand him.
Well, he's horrible. I mean, you know,
I can't stand him.
I know a lot of young people that were like young Democrats who are mesmerized by him.
They really are. I think it's because he is brutally honest. Like, he doesn't hide the ball like Elizabeth Warren.
I have a friend in Houston who actually worked and got paid on the campaign.